Okay, so in this recording, I want to go through and basically give you a little bit of a tour of the Mate, or Mate as I call it, desktop environment. Basically, how it is laid out, both visually as well as from a screen reader, specifically Orca, standpoint. So let's go ahead and get started. So the first thing you need to know about the Mate environment is how to turn the screen reader Orca on or off to start with. Now, I want to be very clear that in Ubuntu, or for that mind, most Debian-based distributions, so that would be anything from like Ubuntu, Debian itself, you know, things like that. The odds are that this keystroke will work, but for one reason or another, if it doesn't work, there is actually another way to do it. It's a little bit more involved, not by much, but a little. But I'll tell you about that here in a second. Let me not get ahead of myself. So, Alt Super S is in screen reader. Now, if you're wondering what I mean when I say super, so, in the Linux world, when you're dealing with the graphic environment, your Windows logo key functions as your super key. Now, keep in mind that if you're using an Apple-based keyboard, your Windows key and your Alt key are going to be reversed. So, just kind of keep that in mind as well if you happen to, for some weird reason, you happen to be using an Apple-based keyboard. If that is indeed you, out of the rare chance, then just know that your command keys are going to be your super key, and your option keys are going to be your alt keys. So just keep that in mind. So they're reversed, but I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole too much, but I just wanted you to at least be made aware of it. So getting back, though, to what I was initially saying, yeah, Alt Super S. So in other words, Alt, your Windows key, push those two keys and hold them down like they were a shift key or something. And while holding them down, hit the letter S as in Sierra, or rather as in screen reader, and then release all three keys. And when you do that, you'll hear screen reader on. It's basically a toggle. You press it once, screen reader on. You press it again, screen reader off. Let me do that real quick on my end, and I'll just demonstrate this to you to show you what I mean. Right now, I have Orca turned on. So if I press Alt Super S, you're going to hear it say screen reader off.
Screen reader off.
Hear that? Screen reader off. Now press it again, Alt Super S. And it does take a minute. If for some reason it doesn't load, for some weird reason.
Screen reader on.
There we
go. Audacity frame.
So I don't know why that took so long on my end, but just be mindful of that it could take a little bit. Especially if you're using a high-quality voice like I'm using, which, by the way, if you're wondering what that is, that would be Samantha High Quality. I'm doing that through Voxen, which is made by Orlux. That is not a free text-to-speech engine. If you want any of the vocalizer voices like Samantha or Tom or any of those, in any of the nationalities that are available, locales. Unlike the Eloquence version of Voxen, the high-quality vocalizer voices are a bit pricey. I'm not going to lie to you. They're not cheap. But I bring this up, though, just very quickly and very briefly, just to say that if you do Alt Super S and Orca doesn't immediately come up, like what just happened for us right there, part of it could be a number of things. There's really too many variables for me to tell you exactly, but what I will tell you is that sometimes that does happen, especially if you have, you know, a more memory intense or processor intense voice. You know, which of course, to be fair, even the vocalizer voices, they're not that terribly, they're not that much of a memory hog, but I do want you to at least be aware of it. So that's one way. The other way with the Mate desktop environment that you can get it started is if you go to your run dialog, and we'll talk a little bit more about that here momentarily, briefly, but if you go to your run dialog, which is Alt F2, and then after you press Alt F2, you type Orca, O-R-C-A, and then press the Enter key. That usually will get Orca as well up and running. Now, if even that doesn't work, there's one final thing you can try, and that is to go to the run dialog, Alt F2, but instead of typing Orca and pressing Enter, you're going to type all in lowercase letters, Orca, O-R-C-A, space, dash, dash, so that's two hyphens back to back. So Orca, O-R-C-A, space, dash, dash, replace, R-E-P-L-A-C-E. So again, that entire command is all in lowercase, Orca, space, dash, dash, replace, and then press the Enter key. So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail in this recording what that does, but basically the gist of it is it not only restarts or starts, for that mind, Orca, but what it does is what it says. It replaces. So in other words, if you have a process of Orca already running that might somehow have gotten stuck or whatever, it will purposefully attempt to completely kill the process and unload it. And only then, after doing that, it will reload and restart. So, that's just something to be a little bit aware of. But anyway, so that's how you get Orca up and going. If you don't already have it running. All right. So, let's talk for just a moment about the different elements, the different parts of the screen that are most common with the Mate desktop. Again, keep in mind that I'm going to continue calling it Mate. It's just what I'm used to calling it. But when I say Mate, some of you might say it as mate. So when I say the Mate desktop, I'm meaning the same thing, the mate desktop, whatever you want to call it. You say tomatoes, I say tomatoes. Same thing. So I just wanted you to know it is interchangeable. So, all right. So you basically got four main elements on the screen by default. Now, of course, you can get more things. You can add what are known as panels. We'll talk about that later, though, perhaps in a different blog post or a different recording altogether, or maybe even both. But you can add various different panels. We'll cover that briefly, not adding them, but we'll cover what they are here in just a second. You've got four different elements on the screen by default. So basically what you have is, if you was to take a ruler and you was to place that ruler going left or right horizontally across the top edge of your screen, from the top left edge to the top right edge margin of your screen, just width-wise, all the way horizontally from left to right across the top of your screen, there is a skinny little bar that runs all the way from the left side to the right side, okay? And if you have any vision at all, I'll tell you that this bar generally is going to have a white-colored background by default. Now, you can change that, but by default, that is just a little bit of a landmark for you to kind of visually help you identify it and to find it with your eyes if you have just a little bit of vision. So, yeah, it's literally at the very top edge of the screen. And it usually extends all the way from the left edge all the way to the right edge. Now, it'll shrink if you start removing things off of this bar, but I'm getting way ahead of myself, so let's just back up for a minute. So, this particular bar contains basically two of the four things that I want to cover, okay? So, you have at the top of the screen, you have on the far left, you have a menu bar. Now, this menu bar is not going to change from one place to another. This is not, don't think, when I say menu bar, don't think of this like the menu bar of an application, like where you have file, edit, view, tools, whatever, help. I mean, it's sort of like that, but not exactly. This is more like a global menu bar, if you will. So, this particular menu bar, I have seen two different configurations. It really just depends on what distribution you're using and how Mate sets things up by default according to that distribution. So, I shouldn't say it that way. Let me say it this way. Ubuntu, by default, Ubuntu Mate has it set up where it's just one menu and that's it. Everything is in that one menu. However, I have seen distributions that have three separate menus. So if you have the three separate menus, then the three menus you will have will be going horizontally from left to right. You'll have the applications menu. Then to the right of that, you would have the system menu. No, I'm wrong. Excuse me. Let me say that again. From the left to the right, you would have the applications menu. Then to the right of that, you would have the places menu. And then finally, at the far right, you would have the system menu. So applications, places, system. Now, again, with Ubuntu, you're not going to run into that. With Ubuntu, most likely, it's all going to be in one vertical menu, basically. Okay? Regardless, if you want to get to that menu, you would do that by pressing Alt F1. Now, keep in mind that on some computers, your function keys F1 through F12 are going to serve by default as hardware. So there are ways to change that, but that's beyond the scope of this recording. But I bring that up to say that if your system slash keyboard happens to be one of those types, then you might have to hold the FN key down as well in order to change your function keys to software. But one way or another, Alt F1 is what you're looking for. So if I was to press Alt F1 right now.
Menu.
All right, you heard it say menu. So this should now be my applications menu, okay? Now, if I pressed the right arrow key right now one time, nothing at all happens. Yeah, nothing's happening. And the reason is because, as I said a moment ago, in Ubuntu, which is what I'm running here, there is only one menu that goes vertically, okay? Now, as I hit the right arrow key, what would have happened, hypothetically, if I had had the other configuration layout I described, is when I hit the right arrow, it would have moved me from the applications menu. The first time I hit the right arrow, it would have moved me to the places menu. And then I would have right arrowed again, and it would have moved me to the system menu. Okay? And by the way, Orca will tell you as you're doing that, so don't worry. If you're on the system menu and you press the right arrow one time, it'll wrap you back around to the applications menu. If you press the left arrow key one time when you're on the applications menu, it'll wrap you around to the far right to the system menu. But just as I had pressed the right arrow key there and nothing happened, if I press the left arrow here, we're not going to be taken to the system menu. See, nothing happens. And again, that's because, like I said, the way that this is configured right now I could configure it the other way, but I choose to not do it that way. I like having this all in one menu. That's just my preference. But anyway, so I have this in one menu, and that's the reason. But check this out. If I down arrow, then we will actually get into the menu itself.
Audio production menu.
So, and you're probably going to hear different things on my end than what you would hear on yours because, you know, I have a lot of things installed on my system that you probably don't. Not to mention I've got my system pretty highly configured. But let me just go down. So audio production, that's a category.
Graphic design menu.
Okay, graphics design.
Video production menu.
Video production. All I'm doing right now is just down arrowing. That's all I'm doing.
Accessories menu.
Accessories. Now, let's talk about this for a minute. Did you notice that that didn't just say accessories? It said accessories menu.
Accessories menu.
Hear that? So what that means is it's a submenu. So this is a category. So if I was to now either press the enter key or the right arrow key, it doesn't matter. You can do either. Take your pick.
Backups.
Okay, backup. So now...
Character map.
Character map.
Clocks.
Clock.
Disks. Ingrama Archive Manager. Font Manager. Font Viewer. Maps. Mate Calculator.
So these are all things that are now in the accessories category. Now, I can press the left arrow key, which will collapse this submenu.
Accessories menu.
And as you hear, Orca took us back a level. So now we're back to as if we had literally just pressed Alt F1 and then started down arrowing. So now we're back to our categories. So now we're back in accessories. So this is not a tree view. It is a menu, but it's a menu with submenus, basically. Anytime that you hear Orca say a menu item followed by the word menu, it generally means that there's probably going to be a submenu under it. It's kind of like if you remember back in the old days of like Windows XP and before. Remember back when you had the old start menu and you would go to the start menu and then you would go to the programs submenu? It's kind of that same thing here, sort of.
Education menu.
All right, there's another category. Education.
Graphics menu. Internet menu.
Internet. So, like, if I go right arrow here, you're going to get things like Firefox and...
App Center. Firefox. Transmission.
See? So, yeah.
Internet menu.
I just pressed the left arrow key, which took me back there to the categories.
Media playback menu.
Media playback. We've got all kinds of things in there.
Office menu.
Office. That's where you're going to find... all of your Office Suite stuff, probably things like LibreOffice, etc.
Programming menu.
Programming. That would be for like development type of things.
Sound and video menu. System tools menu.
Now, system tools, that is sort of like the system menu if you had the three menus. So like if I go in here.
Kaja. Connect with community. Contribute to Ubuntu Studio. Firmware updater. GW package installer. Help and support. Log file viewer. Mate disk image mounter.
Right, so I'm not going to take you through all that. There's a bunch in here. But as you can see, these are all system-related things. Now, let me left arrow again.
System tools menu.
Now, again, that collapsed, remember? We talked about that a second ago. That just took us back to our main menu. Okay, let's go down.
Universal access menu.
Obviously, that's going to be things like Orca.
Magnus. Onboard. Screen reader.
Screen reader is what it's saying. It's Orca, but they're just calling it screen reader.
Magnus. Universal access menu.
Okay, let's get out of there.
Ubuntu Studio information menu. Places menu.
Now, see, I actually have a places submenu here in the main menu. And this is what I meant. It combines everything together. Whereas the other layout I made mention of, it would be in those three, you know, separate menus. But like if I go in here to places, for example.
Home folder.
Okay, so you have things here like your home directory.
Desktop. Documents.
There's your documents.
Music.
Music.
Pictures.
Pictures. I mean, it's...
Videos.
Videos. It, you know, it's your basic stuff.
Downloads. Computer. Thumb drive.
Thumb drive. That's actually a flash drive that I've currently got plugged in via USB.
Network. Connect to server. Mate search tool. Recent documents menu. Home folder.
Recent documents. That's kind of cool. Anyway, all right, let's get out of places. I'll left arrow.
Places menu.
I'll go down, down arrow.
System menu.
And now we have the actual system menu. And there are some pretty nice things in here.
Preferences menu.
For example, that. So you have your preferences. This is where you go to configure your system. So under here.
Hardware menu.
We have even more categories. Hardware.
Internet and network menu.
Internet and network.
Look and feel menu.
Look and feel. This is all under preferences, by the way.
Other menu.
Other.
Personal menu.
Personal.
Hardware menu.
And you're back around to hardware. All right, let's left arrow one time.
Preferences menu.
Now check this out. When we left arrowed here, notice what it did. We're still under.
System menu.
System.
Preferences menu.
So in other words, when we left arrowed, it didn't take us all the way out to the main menu. It just backed us up one level of the hierarchy. So in other words, when we pressed Alt F1, we went down.
System menu. Play system menu.
To system. But as I right arrow.
Preferences menu.
Now we're under system. And the first thing under system is preferences. We right arrow again.
Hardware menu.
Now we're under system preferences. And the first thing under there is hardware. If I right arrow again.
Additional drivers.
So now we've gone even another level deep. Now we're into system preferences hardware. And now you see additional drivers. Now, did you notice something? Listen.
Additional drivers.
You didn't hear it say additional drivers menu, did you? So what does this mean? It means that there is no submenu. If I was to press the enter key right here, we would literally open the preferences screen for additional drivers. So, yeah. So if I go down.
Bluetooth adapters.
No menu there. It just said Bluetooth adapters. So again, this would take us to that screen.
Bluetooth manager.
Bluetooth manager.
Discs.
Discs. So on and so forth. I'm not going to keep going through that, but you get the idea. But what I was trying to make of a point a second ago was to say, if I now left arrow one time.
Hardware menu.
See what happened? That did not take us all the way back, all the way out to the main menu. That only took us back one level in the menu. If I left arrow again.
Preferences menu.
See? Now we're just under system. Left arrow again.
System menu.
Now we're all the way back to our main menu. But let's go back in here to system for a minute.
Preferences menu.
Because I want to show you something. If you down arrow.
Administration menu.
So there's some more things. You've got like administration.
Control center. Help.
Control center, help. This is how you can get to a lot of your documentation, which, by the way, is accessible.
About Mate.
About Mate, about Mate, whatever.
Preferences menu.
And then it wrapped back around. Okay, let's left arrow.
System menu.
We'll go down.
Lock screen.
Lock screen.
Log out, Chris.
Log off, whatever your username is. In my case, Chris.
Shut down.
Shut down. So there is where you would go if you need to shut your system down. Although there is an easier way to do that. If you, by default at least, if you just simply press your power key, don't hold it down, just push it and release, it'll pop up the shutdown dialog that has options you can then tab between, like restart, shutdown, etc. And then you just press the enter key.
Audio production menu.
And then we're back around. Okay, so that is the menu bar. I'm going to press escape to get us out of here. And even though it didn't say anything, I guarantee you it worked. Okay, so that is Alt F1. Now again, I told you Alt F2 is your run dialog. Let me show that to you really quick before we move any further. So I'm going to press Alt F2.
Run application dialog. Editable combo box.
And you're in an edit type of box where you could type something in, right? So let's say, for example, that I wanted to open, oh, I don't know, what's something we could open that would be, well, all right, let's say we wanted to open the terminal. I could type in mate, M-A-T-E,
mate,
dash, terminal, and press enter.
Audacity frame, terminal frame, Chris at Asus, $, Chris Asus, $, Chris Asus.
Shut up, Orca. Enough already. All right. So I'm now in the Orca. Told us that we're now in the Mate terminal. I'll just Alt F4 to close that.
Audacity frame.
And don't worry about Audacity. Never mind that. But yeah. So that's basically how the run dialog works. Okay, moving right along, I said that there were four main elements. So that was the menu bar. Now, you also have, by default, two what are known as panels. You have a top panel by default, and you have a bottom panel. So, to move between the panels, again, it's going to depend on how your Mate, Mate, whatever, is set up, okay? There's two ways that it could possibly be. The most common way is to press Alt-Control-Tab. However, I'm going to tell you that in Ubuntu Mate, it doesn't work that way. In Ubuntu Mate, it's actually going to be Alt-Control-Escape. Now, that will cycle you between three different things. That's going to cycle you between your top panel, your desktop, and your bottom panel. You just keep pressing Alt, Control, Escape, and it'll move you between them. Let me show you what I mean.
Desktop.
All right, I'll press it again.
Bottom panel.
There's a bottom panel. I'll press it again.
Top panel.
I'll press it one more time.
Desktop.
And yeah.
Desktop.
So that kind of gives you a little bit of an idea. So essentially, it moves you between those three things. Now, let's talk about your top panel. So your top panel, I'll just press Alt, Control, Escape until we get there. Once I hear it say top panel, I will release all three keys.
Bottom panel. Top panel. Top panel. Firefox browse the World Wide Web button.
All right, so this is a panel. This is basically, remember I told you how you had that big long bar that ran across the top of your screen? That is your top panel. So on that panel, that little bar, little panel, you have various different icons. So, for example, you have this one, which is Firefox. If I left arrow from here.
Menu toggle button not pressed.
Now, don't worry that that is not reading properly, because if I press the enter key on this.
Pressed.
And then I down arrow.
Firefox browse the World Wide Web button.
Okay, let's left arrow from here.
Menu toggle button pressed. Firefox browse the world. Menu toggle button pressed.
All right, so I don't know what that button is. Let me press it again to unpress it.
Not pressed.
So I don't know what that is, but let's left arrow. Some of these may or may not read depending on what you have installed. Things can go up here.
Menu bar.
All right, but let's see what this gives us if I hit this.
System menu.
Okay, there we go.
About this computer.
So this is your system icon, which is in the top panel. Let's left arrow.
7:52 a.m. menu. Tuesday, February 11th, 2025.
You have another icon up here, which is your calendar. We'll left arrow again.
Volume, 50%. Menu, mute check menu item not checked.
This is your audio area, like where you adjust your sound settings, your volume, etc.
Battery, charged, menu.
There's your battery icon indicator. By the way, yes, these icons literally are called indicators. Let's go to the left again.
Notifications menu. Volume USB speaker 100% 7 hours, 19 minutes, and 35 seconds AM 02/11/2025 from Aetana indicator.
All right, I'm going to shut that up. So basically, this is your notifications area. Left arrow again.
Wi-Fi network connection, Christopher active. Christopher, Wi-Fi network.
And as you can hear, that's my Wi-Fi. So that's where Wi-Fi you go network. If you want to get onto a Wi-Fi network. All right, let's left arrow.
Menu.
Let's see what this menu is. It's just saying menu. Let's down arrow.
Menu. Turn Bluetooth off.
Ah, this is your Bluetooth. We'll left arrow again.
System menu. About this computer.
And it wrapped us back around. So, I want to be clear that you may or may not have all of those indicators up in your top panel, and even if you do, they might not even appear in the same order as mine. So, but that is generally what you'll find in the top panel. So your top panel has things like your Bluetooth, your battery, your Wi-Fi, your sound / volume control, you know, things like that. Now, your bottom panel, I'm just going to briefly tell you about it, although I'm going to be very honest. The bottom panel, really, honestly, is not the most user-friendly, at least not from what I have seen. So if I press Alt-Control-Escape, well, okay, first I have to hit Escape to get out of this menu.
Menu bar.
Okay.
Desktop. Bottom panel.
Okay.
Bottom panel.
Okay, so if I go in here and I start pressing either left or right arrow, I'll just hit the left arrow.
No items in trash, no items in trash.
So your trash is down here, so that is something that you might want to be mindful of. But
Audacity toggle button not pressed.
So it is accessible in the sense that you have buttons down here for any programs running. So like I have Audacity running to be recording.
Show desktop button, toggle button, not press. Click here to hide all windows and show the desktop. No items in trash, no items in trash.
But that's basically all you have right now on the bottom panel that is visually available that Orca accessibly can see. Now there is one more thing down there, which is your workspace switcher. So I'm not going to really go into much about what a workspace is, because unfortunately I have found that the workspace switcher isn't really accessible. Workspaces in and of themselves are plenty accessible, But the workspace switcher down here isn't. That might sound a little bit counterintuitive, but I'll cover workspaces maybe in another blog post or something. That goes a little bit beyond the scope of this recording, but some people choose to delete this bottom panel. It's really up to you. If you do delete it, you're probably going to be like, well, if I delete it, then there goes my trash. I don't have my trash icon. Well, yeah, okay, that's fair. Fair point. But there is a way you can bring that back. You can actually put the trash icon either up in your top panel, or you can actually even just put it on your desktop. I like doing that. I like actually having the trash icon on my desktop. But again, that goes kind of beyond the scope of this recording. But that is pretty much it. Those are the only parts of the desktop, really. So again, there's four main parts. You have the menu bar, you have the top panel, you have the desktop, which I'll show you in a second, and then you have the bottom panel, and that's it. So your desktop, how do we get there? Well, to get to your desktop, you can do it one of two ways. You can either press Alt, Control, Escape. If that doesn't work, try Alt, Control, Tab. Move between your panels until you get to the desktop. But the other way to do it is, if you want a more direct way, press Alt, Control, D, as in desktop. So I'll do that now. I'm going to press Alt, Control, D.
Desktop, icon view.
And you heard it said, desktop, icon view. So what that did is that just hid all windows that were open. It just minimized them. And it focused us on the desktop. So now, for example, if I was to now arrow around the screen.
Chris's home. Thumb drive. Chris's home.
And right now, those are the only two icons I have on my desktop is.
Chris's home.
The Chris's home.
Thumb drive.
And thumb drive. But you may or may not, depending on how your system is set up, you may or may not have more icons. But Alt Control D will always get you there to your desktop. So there you have it. And again, don't forget Orca to turn it on or off. Remember Alt Super S. If you press it, it toggles it on or off.
Screen reader off.
I'll press it again, turn it back on.
Screen reader on, desktop.
And there you go, turns it right back on. The other thing you can do is, I'm going to turn Orca off for a moment.
Screen reader off.
Just to prove my point. So Orca is now off. If that doesn't work, you could press Alt F2, which takes you to the run dialog. You type Orca, O-R-C-A, press enter.
Screen reader on, desktop, icon.
And there you have it. And finally, don't do this unless it's a last resort. But as a very last resort, if you have to do it, Orca, Alt F2 to get to the run dialog, and then Orca space dash dash replace, R-E-P-L-A-C-E, and then press enter. Now, one more thing I want to show you, just very, 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 very quickly and very briefly. We're not going to go into anything with this right now. That goes way beyond the scope of this recording. But I at least want you to know that as a convenience, it is there. If at any point you need to open up your terminal, that is easy enough to do. Alt Control T. Now I want to be clear that Alt Control T does not work in Fedora by default. And by the way, neither does Alt Super S. For the screen reader, you will have to manually go in and bind those keys. And I will later have on my blog a written tutorial on how to do that. And I can even make an audio tutorial to supplement that text if you guys would like me to do so. Just let me know if that's something you all would like me to record along with the text, and I'll be more than happy to do that. But In most cases, though, Alt-Control-T will take you to a terminal. So if I press Alt-Control-T right now.
Chris at Asus. Frame. Chris at Asus. $.
Look at that. Simple as that. I am now in the terminal. Simple as that. So I could, for example, right now, I could do something like ls. And press the Enter key.
Desktop documents downloads.
And yeah, so as you can see, it's listing out the directory of all my... So I am in a terminal right now. All right, I'm just going to press Alt F4 and get out of the terminal.
Desktop.
And by the way, Alt Tab will move you between windows, just like it does in Windows. It's the same way in Linux here. So if I press Alt Tab right now, that should take me back over, in this case, to Audacity.
Audacity.
Yep. And there you have it. So that is essentially a little bit of a tour of the Mate, however you want to say it, desktop.